Hello, this is Grant from the Bank of Cardiff.
Grant, this is Peter from Rapid Advance on a recorded line. How are you?
Doing well, Peter. Glad you called me back so promptly. I was literally just entering your approval for AC Radiocom into our program over here. So, I was able to go back and look at the buy rates and the contracts and realize that, you know, the multipliers that we have in the approvals already include our commission. So, that was my main question, and looks like I've entered everything correctly to where our system is calculating the correct daily payments as well. So,
all right, awesome. So, just one thing, you know, just want to make sure you guys are aware of this select, right? If you see, there's a select and then a standard.
Mm-hmm.
The select is in a program that has 3 points built in.
Yep.
While the standard has, I believe, 12 in this case.
Yep.
So, just wanted you to know before you kind of pitch those, just to keep that in mind.
Oh, yeah. I've kept it in mind, so I think that, 3 points is a little bit on the low end for relative to other lenders, but this is the most aggressive dollar amount thus far, and I know that we have another approval at New Logic for $99,000, but it only goes out to 11 months. We also are waiting on something from On Deck, and I know that's who you guys like to compete with the most. So it'll be interesting to see what they come back with on this deal. I can definitely shoot you their offer if you find that information helpful once I receive it.
Yeah, please do. Shoot me any offers that you have. And also, I think you're aware of this already. I know you mentioned it in the email when you sent over the submissions, but we'll need the financials.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it looks like we have the tax returns.
Yes.
We'll see the, you know, P&L balance sheet for, you know, interim 2016s, whatever they have so far.
Is it just interims, or do you need 2015 P&L and balance sheet too?
So just the P&L and balance sheet for 2016, whatever they've gotten put together so far for this year. Because it looks like we got the 2015 tax return, which looks great. We'll just need the P&L and balance sheet to go for 2016.
If they have
the first quarter done, second quarter done, however, you know, whatever they have put together so far, give me the balance sheet and P&L for this year.
All right, awesome. I am going to see what the other offers come in with and then email you immediately and make sure I'll also get some input from the rep and be like, hey, where you at?
Yeah, awesome. Let's say someone comes in with a more aggressive offer. You know, once we have those, you know, the interim P&L and balance sheet for this year, you know, we can look. If we're not in a spot where you think our deal is going to be best suited for the client, let me know how we can alter it to get there.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad you guys like to check out other approvals that have come in, and I'm more than happy to always be transparent with that. And I do think that this is certainly competitive, though. And let me look at my financial analysis that I had done for this. And this is, what is their industry again? What do they do? Non-classified establishment. Here's their website. It's like walkie-talkies.
Right.
Cool. Oh.
Yeah. I mean, their tax return looks great. I mean, I think the $150,000 is good to go. You know what I mean? If we need a tiny bump, you know, I can see us going 160. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to just depend on where you think we need to be and, you know, what the client wants, obviously.
All right. Awesome. Well, I'm glad to see this approval. It's kind of one of the first ones I've seen so far. And, I'm liking what I see. So I'll be sure to keep you updated on this deal as things happen. And thank you very much for returning my call quickly.
Oh, my pleasure. Let's try to get this one, all right?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be in contact
soon. All right, sounds great. Thank you, Grant.
Yeah, no problem. Bye.
Bye-bye.